Summer is winding down, but the local art world in our area is alive and thriving. I'm Lisa Berry, and joining me now for Art and Soul, the Visual Arts, is Omari Rush. Omari is the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center, someone who has his finger on the pulse of the local art community and always has the latest information about what's happening in the visual arts world locally. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. It's always really great to be here.
Let's start with what's happening in Ypsilanti.
Well, you know, Lisa, a few years ago, Ipsy started their First Fridays, which is an evening on the first Friday, clearly, of each month, each 9 months of the year. I believe it's April through December, where galleries, shops, bars, restaurants open their doors and have special events, special deals for community members to come down and enjoy. This last First Friday, August 5th, was particularly rich with a variety of gallery openings. And so I guess overarchingly, I'd say encourage people to, you know, even after the First Friday has passed, check out their website, see what's going on, because usually these programs are lasting the entire month of August or whatever month. In particular, though, this month, there's some really cool exhibitions happening in Ipsy that kicked off at First Fridays. Certainly the Riverside Art Center has an exhibition, an all-media exhibition, their black and white exhibition that runs through August 27. Alloy Studios has another exhibition featuring their collective of artists that runs through August 28. And, you know, Chinazaro, who you had on your show recently, that did a performance art piece in Ipsy that related to comments about the city and its residents. They're actually installing that in their gallery. That'll happen on September 2nd. So it's great to hear that there's a lot going on, that there's so much going on. And there's no need to necessarily remember everything that I've just said, because you can easily just go onto the First Friday's website and see all of these activities. We really appreciate that they have taken the initiative to organize the community in this way.
When you talk about it, it sounds like Ypsilanti is a really thriving art community. Is it continuing to grow? Has it always been this way?
Yes, I would absolutely say that it is thriving. I would say that it is rich and exciting, partly because, you know, you have a really interesting mix of the way that people are expressing themselves, or where they're expressing themselves, whether it's people doing it in a gallery, whether they're taking over a field and doing something unique in a field or in the streets. There are lots of opportunities to be surprised and delighted in Ipsy.
A lot of room for creativity.
Certainly.
I can't believe it's been almost a year since PopX in downtown Ann Arbor, and we're coming up on that again. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, I will try not to have my voice tremble with anxiety.
It's a lot of work.
Well, it's a lot of work. And, you know, usually as one of the leads in planning it, I get very nervous this time of year. But I'm also filled with a good bit of excitement. Lisa, we have 8 juried artists who are going to excite and inspire our community with their art making. Each of them has gotten or will have a 10-by-10-foot pavilion that they will install an installation in. Those artists include folks like David Zinn. He'll be doing some chalk work in his. Lisa Wadd of Detroit. She is pretty well known for this project that she had called Flower House Detroit. She's doing a mini version of that at PopX. We also have Donald Harrison and Martin Thoburn, who are doing a video installation in theirs that is about traveling through our community through their video. So we'll have them. We also have a special initiative this time. We've turned one of those 10-by-10-foot pavilions into a 4-stool pub.
No.
We're calling it our pub pavilion, and working with Synecdoche Design, ONW, and the Alley Bar to make it happen.
You'll be serving?
We will be serving 3 special limited release beers. You buy a ticket to go in, and that experience includes the beer. The design on the inside is themed after PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Oh. So it's going to be ribbons and movement.
Gone highbrow.
Super duper highbrow. You know we keep it classy there.
That's right. What's the chances that someone's going to turn that into an actual, move it somewhere to an empty building
Ann Arbor? We would love for that. The idea for this pub pavilion to pop up at different places in our community throughout the years. You know, we'll see. We'll get it off the ground this September and see where it takes us.
Sounds like a lot of local artists, too.
Yes. We are always delighted at the Ann Arbor Art Center to feature local artists, to celebrate their work, and also make sure that they have lots of opportunities to interact with a broad range of community members. It's our joy and pleasure to do that. We've been doing it for 107 years, and we'll keep doing it. We certainly hope people come and visit us at PopX September 22nd through October 1.
It's earlier than last year.
You know, things get a little hectic and clustery around election time, so we figured we'll get it out of the way and then let everybody just spend all their time focusing on who they're going to vote for.
It's the second annual PopX in Ann Arbor.
It's the second annual. Yes.
We're in Liberty Park.
In Liberty Plaza Park. Yes. Downtown Ann Arbor.
Well, let's go back to Ypsilanti for a minute. I keep seeing information about the Dipsy Summer Festival. Tell us about that.
Yep. So the Dipsy Summer Festival is Summer Festival Indie Art Fair. It happens August 27th through 28th at the Corner Brewery. You know, Lisa, these folks who are the founders of Dipsy actually got an award from the Arts Alliance earlier this year as emerging leaders in the arts. And they do just such a great job highlighting local folks in our community who are making art and give them an opportunity to sell their art and just have fun experiences in the arts. You know, it's a great way to pull people together.
And that's August 27th and 28th.
Yes.
We're talking to Omari Rush, who is the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Arts Center.
The city of Ann Arbor has contracted the Ann Arbor Arts Center to manage the selection of artwork to be installed on Stadium Boulevard. Right across from the big house, along essentially Ann Arbor Golf and Outing, the city's reconstructing that road, putting in a sidewalk, a retaining wall. And we put out a call for artists, a national call for artists, to have them send their submissions, their ideas for what we might install there. We are excited about, so far, what we've been getting. We've been excited by the questions that we've been getting, the buzz that there's been about this project, and are looking forward to helping the community choose something that will be just like exciting.
It can be anything they want too.
Oh, right? It can be anything. Yeah, it can be. And you know, this is where I realize where I take off my pretend artist hat and just keep it real and say I have no clue what it could be. And that's why we work with artists, because they have the, you know, just the creativity, imagination that is sure to give our community something special. So
speaking of something special, there's quite a monetary prize. Is it a prize or a payment that goes with it?
It's a commission. So it comes with $100,000 that will go to that artist that covers partially their fee, their materials, installation costs. But yeah, so we hope that they'll, you know, use their imagination and come up with something.
I'm going to brush up on my decoupage skills for summer camps at the Art Center. Something really cool coming up.
Yeah, you know, Lisa, our building is filled with children this summer, and every week we have a different guest artist who comes in to work with them. We had David Zinn. We love David Zinn.
Zinn
in last week. And in a few weeks, we have Zingerman's poster illustrator that's going to come and lead workshops with students. We still have space in our camp. So, you know, if you are finding as a parent that you need something to do with your child or your whoever you're taking care of that's between the ages of, you know, 6 and 13, bring them on down to the Ann Arbor Art Center.
Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.